And I'm joined on the line by Tori Sabarton, manager at the award-winning Brentwood Care Centre, which is based here in Pilgrim's Hatch in Brentwood. So, very good morning.
Good morning.
A long time since we spoke. How are you doing?
Yeah, really, really well. It's been a while. I'm back, like you say.
So this weekend you've got a recruitment open day on the 21st of May.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, many people are aware of the kind of difficulties that social care has been through, obviously, through the pandemic and coming out the other side. And lots of kind of parts of industry and companies and things have really struggled to pull things together. And quite unusually, we have a number of posts that are really needing to be filled, but we're looking for those special people. So for us, the home is built on a family basis, and we're looking for people to come and join our team with the emphasis of if they can care. Now, that sounds a really odd thing to say. I'm not looking for A-levels. I'm not looking for degrees. I'm looking for people with the right fit and the right personality to show some care, some empathy and some compassion for those people that we support. So I'm really, really looking to meet people on Saturday who are perhaps looking for part-time or full-time roles within a care environment, and we can sit and chat about what roles and what things they're good at, what sorts of things they would like to do, to see if they would fit in with our team, and certainly if we could find some employment for them. So Saturday, the 21st, which is this Saturday, from 10 a.m. in the morning until 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And we are hoping to meet as many people as we can, which sounds a wonderful thing to do. So, yeah, come along. If you're looking for something and you think that you might have the right personality, the right skills to actually come and work in a care home, then we'd absolutely love to meet you. There are crazy days here, but crazy in a really good way. So, you know, we support people to do different things every single day. So, you know, whether it's going out for a walk, either in the garden or the community, we do arts and crafts. So you can sit and paint. You can go to the library. You can read a book. You can watch movies in the cinema. You can play bingo. You can join in quizzes. There is so much going on here that no day is ever the same. And I think, you know, I mean, I've been a nurse for a long time. I've been a nurse for 30 years. Never did I think that care homes, nursing homes were like this. So my eyes were very well and truly opened 10 years ago when I started working in, obviously, community services and nursing and care homes. But they aren't the stuffy places that we all thought that they were. Not everybody sits around the edge of a room.
Yeah.
You know, we will dance in the middle of the floor. We will have waffles and ice cream just because we can. You know, there is so much going on here. And really, it's about everybody joining in together to make every day a great day. And, you know, sometimes things aren't always good. And we know that in our personal lives. But every single day that I leave here, I can think of that one thing that's made me smile. And that's really important. And seeing other people smile is an amazing feeling. So, we're open to everybody. Everybody that joins our family is well and truly part of our family.
You've also got a residential open day on the 28th of May. Is that for people to come in and sort of have a look round and see what you guys are all about?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously have been through COVID, and there's been restricted access to the home for all of those different reasons with lockdowns and things. And as you know, we've talked many times about the refurbishment that we had going on. So, you know, when the home was closed, we used our time productively. We've had some major refurbishments to parts of the home, to bedrooms, to communal areas, really just to create much more enticing and inviting environments. And we really, really want to share that. We really want to show what we have done. Because, you know, again, residential homes aren't what they used to be. So we just want to be able to show people around our facilities and services. So whether you're looking for care for somebody that you love, or yourself even, or if you're not, even if you just want to come and have a look and see what, you know, residential care in, you know, 2022 looks like, you can come and do that. So the residential open day, again, is from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Myself and a number of the team will be here just to show you around. You'll be able to meet some people from the team and obviously say hello to some of the people that are living here too. So yeah, just come in and have a nose.
That is the Larchwood Gardens Pilgrim's Hatch in Brentwood, and if people want to find out more, they can have a look on your Facebook page, because you've got your Facebook page and you've also got your website as well, Brentwood Care Centre.
Yeah, and everything's going to be up on the Facebook page, so everybody will know where to come and what times and things. And everything that we do is obviously advertised on our Facebook page, so it's a really good page just to like, so that you can continue to see our posts. We've got a number of events coming up over the summer period, including some information evenings and stuff like that. So, even if you're not thinking of coming here, but you just want to know more about care and services that are available, then keep your eyes open. You'll be able to join in our events.